What if you could be doing something smarter with your money that creates income now? If you're wanting to get ahead financially and enjoy greater freedom of choice, if you want a comfortable retirement and you know you'll have more choices if you can do more with your money now. If you've wondered who else is creating ways to make their money work for them, and you want actionable ideas with honest pros and cons and no fluff, welcome to the Richer Geek Podcast. We're here helping people find creative ways to build wealth and financial freedom. I'm Mike Stoller, and in this podcast, you'll hear from others who are already doing these things and learn how you can too. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of the Richer Geek Podcast. Today, we have Kyle Stoner. He's an experienced entrepreneur. He has a proven background in building and leading high-performing cross-functional teams. In 2018, he launched Adobe Technologies DBA on realestate.com. That's what we're going to focus on. It's an end-to-end online real estate marketplace. How you doing, Kyle?
Doing well. Thank you for having me today.
Yeah. So, you know, let's dive in a little bit. We'd love to get a little bit about your background, where you came from, where you're at, where you live, and how did you get to where you're at?
All right. Where should I start? I grew up just outside the Metro Detroit, the Detroit area. Grew up dreaming to become an automotive engineer. So I think that's like in our blood. Gasoline's in our veins there in Detroit. So I did that. I worked designing production systems for General Motors and Delphi. And I then decided at some point I really wanted to go to Wall Street, which is an odd choice, but did that. Went to business school in New York. I did consumer M&A, they call it. So mergers and acquisitions for consumer companies. Did that for about 3 years, and I really hated it. it was not for me. The culture wasn't a fit. You know, people complain about the hours. It's like 100 hours a week. I didn't actually mind the hours. I don't mind working hard, but it wasn't a fit. And I very quickly decided, okay, what do I really want to do? And I had a passion for entrepreneurialism. I had a passion for being creative, and I wanted to use my technical background. So I've since co-founded three companies. The first one was Pangea Money Transfer, which exited back in 2019 to a company called Innova, a publicly traded company. I then started a company called Alpha Lead, which is focused on helping people that have disabilities to connect with attorneys to help them get their disability benefits. We bootstrapped that company to a five-figure monthly revenue pretty quickly. And then as we were doing that, my co-founder and I, we were buying and selling real estate. We were flipping it for profit, and had recognized that every time we were in a transaction, there are all these fees that are flying off, 6% for the commissions. It was very manual. There wasn't like an operating system to actually help you manage the transaction. And we were sort of blown away after starting two, sort of software-based companies, that there wasn't something to help you in real estate. Mm-hmm. So we started tinkering with the idea of pivoting Alpha Lead over to real estate. And then the more research we did, we figured out that real estate is such a big, animal. It's a $2 trillion market, and it's so emotional. And so all these things led us to like, wait, this deserves a dedicated platform. So that's what led us to start Unreal Estate.
So let's talk about Unreal Estate. What is it? Is it a brokerage house? Is it an investment platform? Is it a marketplace? What is Unreal Real Estate?
Yeah, Unreal Estate is a buying and selling platform. You could think of like a Zillow as a browsing engine. What you can do there is just look at homes. And then at some point, if you get serious, you become a lead. You're lead generation for Zillow. And they'll connect you with a full service agent that will, kind of run you through a transaction the same way, they did, forever, for 50 years. Mm-hmm. On our platform, you can get your home listed in less than 15 minutes. And what I mean by that is you'll upload your photos, you'll enter the information for the home you want to sell. And within, 15 minutes, that home will be on the multiple listing service and beamed out across every single major website very quickly, right? And that's what we do. We've done close to 40,000 of these. We're licensed nationwide. So we are a brokerage. Behind the scenes, underneath, we are a licensed brokerage. And that's how you're getting access to the multiple listening service. But everything is done remotely. We're not going to take you out to coffee. We're not going to sit across the dining room table and talk you through, you know, all that stuff is happening over Zoom, over phone. We've automated a lot of the work that our typical real estate agent does. And so what that does is it reduces the fees pretty significantly. Average person or institution company, we have both on our platform that sells a house, is saving more than 50% on their fees. And that's why people keep coming back.
So do you partner with local agents? Is that how it works? Who's showing the houses?
Yeah, good question. So on the sell side, and I think it's important to kind of talk about each type of transaction separately. So on the sell side, you're getting an agent, but they work directly for Unreal Estate and they work remotely, right? And so if you think about the showings, you know, we'll typically, you know, install a yard sign for you. We'll take all the photos for you if you want us to. We'll put a lockbox on your house. And then it's usually our sellers themselves that either, you know, they set times when buyer's agents can bring their clients over and they'll just access the home via the lockbox. That's the most common thing people do. They don't typically do their own showings. But I'll tell you one sort of dirty secret, open houses. So there is an open house functionality in our platform and you can have one, but I think it's pretty well known in the real estate industry. The open house is not what sells your house. Mm-hmm. The open house is a customer acquisition hack that agents use to meet more clients. Yeah. And so we don't even recommend you do an open house, right? We really recommend you get great photos up, get your home on the MLS. Like I said, we've done close to 40,000 of these. If you do that and you price the home correctly, it will sell, we promise.
Yeah, and that's a good point where people, because they're so used to everyone doing everything for them and having the local agent and doing that type of thing. And it's kind of the e-commerce trend as far as real estate's going. People are going more towards that. What sets you apart? You know, there are some other large companies out there that do something similar. What sets you apart from some of those?
Yeah, I mean, I think the one that people most often refer to, or compare to is like a Redfin. Mm-hmm. Redfin, by the way, is a great, you know, they've built a really, I think, nice piece of software, but they're very different. It's when you go to Redfin, you're almost always going to pay full price. And so the 6% that we talk about, that's, you know, typically 3% to the sell side and 3% to the buy side, you're almost always going to pay that same price on Redfin, unless you both buy and sell a home with them. So if you do two transactions with them, then they start to give you discounts and rebates on at least one side of that transaction. On our platform, it's flat fee and discount all the time, no matter what you're doing, right? So if you sell a home with us, you don't have to buy a home with us. You're still going to pay whatever you want on the buy side and close to nothing on the sell side. That average is close to 2.5% on our platform. So real easy way to think of it is you're going to pay 2.5% using Unreal Estate compared to, you know, sort of 6% with pretty much everybody else. That's the biggest difference right there, because you're just saving so much money. We've also integrated a lot of the services that you need when you buy or sell a home. So if you think about title insurance and escrow, you can do all of that in one place, versus if you're working with a traditional real estate agent or even one of those other websites, there's typically a lot of manual, you know, handoffs being done. Mm-hmm. We recently just partnered with a large mortgage company as well. So if you think about this, your sort of soup to nuts experience from, you know, the very beginning when you need to get pre-approved and get financing, all the way to the end when you're closing, you can do all of that on platform.
Yeah, and that's very handy, especially for people that are extremely busy like myself and everyone else out there. I don't want to have to say, okay, I've got a 2 point. I've got a 2 o'clock appointment here. I've got, you know, this, and now someone else wants to meet me here. Everything's done via the website. And that just, I think you're going to attract a lot of people just for that reason, that it's not a time suck. And people are like, oh my God, I got to sell my house. And they're just like stressing out over how much time and effort it's involved. You guys really got it down through the software, correct?
That's right. I mean, it's super streamlined. And I would also add, we built a lot of optionality into the system as well. So When you're listing your home for sale, we also have cash offers, and we have that live. I think across at least 40 of our states now. So if you're somebody who wants to, you know, instead of going through the process of listing the home on the MLS and waiting and selling, you know, you can get a cash offer within 24 to 48 hours. And so we have that capability now. And then, certainly, if you think about all the other things that you hop out to, you know, you don't want to be context switching, sending your financial documents across your email and text, all the, it's so nice to have it all in one place where you can manage the whole process. So that's a lot of the stress that we're taking out of the typical situation.
How are firms like yourself able to do like just a fee based? Is it just a streamlined process, or you're just not as greedy as the other agents out there? You know, I've always wondered, just like, wow, you know, I mean, they're not, is it volume? How are you able to just say, here's the flat fee?
Yeah. And some of it is volume, right? I mean, we're, you know, I, the stat that we have internally is I think our agents are about 15 times as productive as a traditional real estate agent. And that's because they're not doing a lot of the customer acquisition. So a lot of, think about your job as an agent. It's actually not an easy job. I know people sort of deride real estate agents and say, oh, that's so easy. I watch, you know, Selling Sunset, and it seems like they just walk around and, right. But it's not, it's actually a grind, right? And a lot of your time, usually about at least 50% of your time is spent simply trying to find the next person that you can transact with, because you really kind of eat what you kill that industry. It's not, there's no base salary, right? Like you're only getting paid on commission. And that's why that commission is so, you know, sort of artificially set high as well. On our platform, none of our agents are out selling. We let the platform do the selling, right? So they are only transacting. And in addition, we've automated much of their workflow. And now with all sorts of AI tools, that's become even more automated, right? So it makes them hyper productive and very tenured. I mean, we have an agent on our platform. I think he's top 10 in the country for volume, because this is all he does is transacting. He has a team of people supporting him doing that, right? And also I would add, we have customers that aren't really necessarily a fit for a Redfin or a Zillow. Like we have large private equity, might be, you know, a company that owns 25,000 houses, right? And they need to sell every year, they need to sell, let's say, 3,000 of those houses. Well, they could either go to 15 states and walk into each of those states and try to hire a couple different agents in each state, right? All of a sudden you're managing 30, 40 people. Or you could literally just plug your API into our, you know, like they're plugging in direct and then pushing the homes to us. And then we're taking care of all the hard, you know, the pictures and the yard signs, and we're right, all inspections, all that stuff we can do for them. And for them, it's a click of a button, right? And so that only works if you've built the systems, the infrastructure to kind of to do it in an automated fashion. It's not a business that a lot of, you know, agents necessarily even want sometimes, because like, I got this weird kind of private equity company. Like they're not set up to accept, you know, API calls and do all these things, right? So I think that's part of it as well.
Mm-hmm. Now, how are firms like you able to sell a house like three times faster than the normal? Is it because you're just blasting it out so much? How are you able to do that?
Yeah, I mean, it comes down to a few things. Number one, if you just think about just the onboarding of that listing, mm-hmm. we've done this in demonstrations. I mean, we're talking literally 15 minutes somebody can have their home listed. If you go to hire a traditional real estate agent, they're going to come, they're going to sit down with you, it's going to go through a whole, it's going to be days before your house is listed. So that's number one. Number two, we've built in all these sort of automated tools to help you with pricing. So we have multiple automated valuation models that you can use, and that helps you price the home more appropriately. I think we're not incentivized one way or the other, how you price your home. Mm-hmm. And so I think the pricing is done more efficiently. And I think also this goes back to some of our customers are, you know, a typical customer on our platform is someone who's maybe slightly more sophisticated. They've sold a home more than once. And they sold that first home and they did it with a traditional agent. They paid the 6% and they said, okay, however valuable that was, I don't think it was worth the 6. It was worth something sub that. And so they're coming to our platform having a little bit more knowledge, a little bit more sophistication around the transaction. And that's helping to move things along faster. And certainly investors, we have probably 40% of our platform is used, 40% of our customers are probably investors. And so the way they're sort of incentivized to sell is very different than a traditional consumer. A lot less emotion around it. They're like, this is the price. And often they may sell to another investor, mm-hmm. right? And so all these people are professionals and they're just able to move much more quickly.
Yeah, you made a good point about, there's a lot of real estate agents out there that I don't know, maybe they have too many listings, but they're just not that good of an agent. You know, I have homes in my neighborhood that I haven't seen the paper, the picture flyers. They've been empty for a couple months. I'm like going, wow, you're paying a lot of money. These are $1 million homes and they can't even keep the flyers in the boxes. I've seen some where there's just horrible grammar mistakes and misspellings in the MLS listings. And I'm like, wow, it's like you can't even do these things properly, yet you're going to have, $60,000 plus commissions on one real estate. And it's like, can you please? And so I can see where someone, especially, kind of a pricey house, it's like, let's do it right. The first time it's kind of embarrassing that way. So that's my little rant, but
no, we hear this all the time. And I would say, so it's funny you mentioned the grammar. We have AI write our property. You don't have to use it, but like it's free in our platform. AI writes the property description. Right. Mm-hmm. And often it comes out better than, we have content writers on our team. We're like, we want to see you write this property description. We want to test it against AI. AI, it's actually working pretty good for things like that now. Right. So, it really cuts down on the chance that you do make a mistake like grammar and things like that. But yeah, you're selling $1 million home and, you spend $60,000 on it's just ridiculous. I would say, especially if you're the one thing we always tell people, if you're in a liquid area, so Phoenix, Scottsdale, I'm down there a couple times, beautiful area, I'm down there a couple times a year. Most of those markets are pretty liquid, actually. Mm-hmm. If you list the home and you price it appropriately, it's going to sell pretty fast. I don't know the value sometimes. Now, if you're in a very illiquid market, like there are some places, we're in Chicago, and there are some mm-hmm. neighborhoods where there's, $5 million homes. I mean, $5 million home in Chicago is kind of rare, actually, right? So that might be a very specific group of buyers you're looking for. And in that time, I might say, I would still try out a flat fee process first. But if that doesn't work out, then I would understand, okay, go get an agent. Maybe they know the one, kind of high net worth person that's going to buy that house.
Yeah, and that is true. Here in Scottsdale, you put a house up, it's $1.5 million, $2 million, it sells in 3 days. You get four offers, and I'm like, okay, that just cost me $60,000 for 3 days work. Right. So I would be much better. It's like, we'll blast it out. I'll still sell it in 3 days, but I'm paying a lot less with proper grammar.
Right. Exactly right. Yeah, we do those. We do. We have plenty of business in the valley, and exactly what you're describing.
Mm-hmm. Now, again, everyone, it's Kyle Stoner, unrealestate.com. Now, Kyle, someone clicks on unrealestate.com. What is the process that they go through in order to get a listing? Someone's listening now. It's like, hey, I'm thinking about it. They go to your website. What's the process?
Yeah, they will go to, so there's a section on our website that's focused on sell. So you click on the sell, you'd enter your address. And then very quickly, we typically have the data for every single home that's ever been sold before. And so we begin to pre-fill your forms, your online forms for your house. And then you create your listing. You can usually get it done. Again, the fastest I've seen is less than 15 minutes, but most people, call it less than 30 minutes. Mm-hmm. You finish your forms, you choose your plan. We have many different plans. So depending on how much help you need, we have all the way from, there's a free plan that's, very light, all the way up to there's a deluxe where we're giving you the yard sign and the lock boxes and the photos and everything else. So you would choose your plan and then you're sort of off to the races.
Yeah. And again, everybody's in today's age is, money is time is money. And this is so much better. Now, before we hit record, you had talked about there's some type of a funding aspect of your business that you're going through right now. I know you can't talk much about it, but what can you tell us about what you're doing?
Yeah, I think I can't remember what our attorneys say about talking to large groups of people with you don't know who's accredited investor and who's not. You know, certainly we've closed a good chunk of our funding round already, and there's still some left. For investors that are interested in this space, you can just email me directly at kyle@unrealestate.com. Happy to have a discussion. We specifically look for sort of smart investors that have an edge in real estate. Investors in our company include Morgan Stanley, the sort of, you know, global investment bank, and a couple mortgage companies as well. So they, you know, their executives bring that expertise in the mortgage markets. We have some real estate private equity guys on board as well. So they're bringing sort of that edge. So we love, you know, hearing from or working with partners that bring an edge, whether it be in tech or real estate or whatever it is your specialty is that when it's related.
Yeah. So everybody, if you're interested in some passive investing with Kyle and unrealestate.com, his company, reach out to him. He just gave you his email. Before we leave, what is there anything that I missed? Anything else that you'd like to talk about your company?
Yeah, the only other thing I would like to leave everyone with is that there's a coming soon, and that's that, you know, so we've helped, you know, tens of thousands of people to transact, and the thing that they kept telling us that they wanted is a little bit more data, a little bit more granular data on their transactions. And we are soon going to be launching something that I think very few, if anyone, has seen before in this space. So I'm just going to preview it because it's coming soon. But if you're someone that's a geek around data, around really wanting to, especially, you know, real estate investors that really want to understand and analyze what they're buying and selling, we have something for you. And I think it's going to knock your socks off.
Sounds fantastic. Oh, and one thing I want to mention is your type of platform. There's been an unprecedented lawsuit in the real estate industry.
Yes, of course.
That, you know, everyone's probably read or listened to on the news about commissions, and with the National Real Estate Board, I don't, you know, whatever it is, that you're kind of immune to that, you know, aren't you? Because it's more of a flat fee. You don't have that 3-3, because I think the lawsuit was more about commission based, right?
That's 100% right. So it's funny. I heard there's a really smart investor who, now I'm going to botch his name. I think he's big venture capitalist. He talks about how you know, founders like me, we always talk about the boat. We're trying to sell you this boat. I want you to invest in this boat, but you never talk about the wind that's driving the sails, right? And I said that was such a smart you know, sort of point, because we don't talk about. And we look at that lawsuit, DOJ against National Association of Realtors. And I think there are two lawsuits, actually. There's another one that happened as well. And we look at that as more wind behind us, right? Tailwinds. Because people are starting to understand what commissions are, how much they are, and should you be paying them every time? The answer is no, right? There are times when maybe you can or should, but not all the time. And so, yeah, we're really excited about just the added transparency. I don't know that we're immune from the lawsuit, but we've certainly been left out of it, because we've never done that. We've always given all of our customers full transparency on pricing and let them choose. Hey, you want to pay 1% to the buy side because you're selling a $10 million house and you don't think it deserves 3%? Go ahead. Like, it's a toggle in our platform for you to choose, right? So yeah, we've stayed out of that fray and hope to gain from people finally understanding that there are other options out there, and we're one of them.
Absolutely. Kyle, it's been a pleasure. How can people get a hold of you in other platforms of social media?
Yeah. My socials are usually KW Stoner, at KW Stoner, certainly on Twitter, Threads, and everywhere else. Happy to connect. I'm not a super social media guy, so I need to get better at that. But yeah, that's where you can find me.
Fantastic. Everybody, Kyle Stoner, unrealestate.com. Thank you so much for coming on the Richard Geek podcast, Kyle. Have a wonderful day.
Hey, thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
Thanks for tuning in to the Richard Geek podcast, where we're helping others find creative ways to build wealth and financial freedom. For today's show notes, including all the links and resources from our show and more information about our guests, visit us at www.therichardgeek.com/podcast. And don't forget to jump over to Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Stitcher,
or wherever you get your podcasts and hit the subscribe button. Share with others who could benefit from listening. And leave a rating and review to get the podcast in front of more eyes. I appreciate you, and thanks for listening.